Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is Monday morning, but we are in the month of March.
That's exciting.
6:05, Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tim Richards.
EMCs, good morning to you. Is it next week? Can we spring ahead? I know it's on the way.
It's coming up this coming weekend. Yeah, the 8th. Yeah, it's Saturday night.
So let's recap. Crap. Oh, I was going to say we've been through a lot of crap. So let's recap to crap again. As in the weather over the last 5 months. But here's the thing, as we recap. We are now in March. We are now less than 5 weeks away from the home opener. We spring ahead next weekend.
Yes.
We have some sunshine and a high of 42 today.
We're getting there.
It's exciting.
We're moving on. EMCs, did you have a good weekend? Let us know. You can always DM us, Jen and Tim Show, or, of course, 216-343-1021.
I did, Tim. Thanks for asking. I finished Bridgerton. Sorry, just wanted to make
Was it good?
Yes.
Are you being objective or just because you love Bridgerton?
I'm not being objective. It's because I love Bridgerton. And I find myself, whilst watching the show, with a stupid smile on my face so often. Like, I'm literally sitting there. I'm like, what is wrong with me? I have a smile. Like, I don't know why.
I hear no buzz on the show.
I love it. I love it.
Why do I hear no buzz on the show? Like, nothing is taking me there. I am a Bridgerton fan. I have not started this season. I've been watching Tell Me Lies, so I've been on a totally different show. But once that, I would move to Bridgerton. Oh, no, that's a lie. I would go to Shrinking before I would go to Bridgerton, to be perfectly honest.
I don't know.
I hear no buzz.
I don't know what it is about these characters and these storylines. I just love it so much. And it was so great. And I'm so sad it's over.
Let's start the show. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. I went to the casino, and on my way to the casino, took a viral pic.
That picture.
That's what I did this weekend.
People worked on a sink.
I got to talk about that.
What? Worked on a sink?
Yeah. First
of all, didn't you learn years ago when you worked on a sink? Weren't you a bad sink worker?
I have installed two sinks, but there was another time where nice Mr. Plumber came in handy. I'm going to tell you that right around the corner. So, we'll talk about that on the way. DMCs, we need you to kick off the show.
We need one guest. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope. You just have to figure out who he is.
Star 102, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I am good. Now that they have taken the weirdest part of the Shamrock Shake off, I had my first one over the weekend. We'll get to that after your guess for Dead Guy in the Envelope. We would love your guess.
My guess is George Michael.
That's a great guess. It is not George Michael.
Not George Michael.
I'll try again another day.
Looks like they took that cherry off of that Shamrock Shake.
Why would they do
goodness.
That? Feeling good part
it's
of the Shamrock
Star
Shake.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is not. I got one finally. Somebody asked me the other day, have you had your Shamrock Shake yet? Because I had to do a countdown. I was complaining about no release date, and then it takes me 3 weeks to get one.
Why? Why would they take the cherry off? The cherry's the best part.
It's not.
I don't like the Shamrock Shake. It's just not for me. I don't enjoy the creaminess of it. But if I were to get one, I would look forward to the whipped cream and the cherry.
It had whipped cream. It didn't have a cherry. I don't know if I just didn't have one at my location or they've removed them or whatever. I always thought it was weird with the mint and then the cherry on top.
Start some drama online. Like, that's a big deal if they took the cherry off.
Like that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I feel like
it would be a
lie,
but I could start something.
Yeah, start something. Where's the cherry?
Really? I pay this much money and I don't get the cherry?
Right. That feels like something we would complain about.
It would be. I don't know if anybody else noticed that or cares. I just thought to myself, oh, okay, this is great. And I wanted to enjoy it so much that I just drove around and sucked them into goodness.
Did you really?
I really was going to head home and I said, I'm not heading home. I just want some alone time with my Shamrock Shake.
Wow. That sounds interesting.
You watch Bridgerton?
Yes.
I went to the casino. I took a viral pic, and I had a Shamrock Shake. We had different weekends.
We live very different lives.
Very different
weekends.
But I
got to tell you, Bridgerton was a delight.
Yeah, that's what you were saying.
And I had my electric blanket. I was so warm. It was great.
Do you even want to reveal the DM possible inside scoop of Bridgerton?
Yes, because what does this mean?
I didn't hear about this.
Me neither.
But it's something that if you watch the show, you apparently need to know, right?
It seems like it.
Yeah, so that is, that's next. I bet you didn't know this, Bridgerton fans. You should probably read this comment in your Bridgerton voice. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
My I'm lady, by the way, as I was watching it over the weekend and listening to Lady Whistledown in Bridgerton, I was thinking of how very much I did not even come close to sounding like any of the British accent or anything.
Oh, it is still there. Good. I was just making sure.
Well, Ron, so all eight episodes of season four out of Bridgerton, I caught up on the final four this past weekend. I loved it. Rhonda just sent a message. She said, Jen, did you watch past the credits of Bridgerton? To which I replied in all caps, OMG, no, why? Shoot, what did I miss? Do I need to go back and watch? She said, yes, there was more of the show after the credits. I don't want to spoil it for you.
Now you're going to have to wait all day.
I can't stand it.
I mean, this is to figure out what's going on to watch that. And you thought you stuck the landing? That's
I thought
tough.
I stuck the landing. And I have to go to career day after work today. I'm going to be busy all day. Like, normally I would just race home and watch this. Wait, can I look into Netflix on my iPad? Rhonda, how long is it?
Yeah, how long is it, Rhonda? That's what we need to know.
Is it like just a minute or is it like 10 or what? Because can I go in and do this right now?
Did you notice when you got it? You know how obviously it has the runtime that there was.
Oh, I didn't.
What seemed to be. I mean, not that you would. I wouldn't either. That there seems to be, you know, 12 minutes after the credits would be, oh, wait, something's a little.
I don't watch the credits. I just hit the home button and get out of it. I mean, I'm sitting there with a dumb smile on my face. I'm not kidding you. How many times during that show I noticed myself sitting there with a stupid smile on my face? I'm like, oh my God, I must look so crazy. I should film myself watching
Nate watches this or he doesn't?
He does. But a lot of times we end up watching it separate because he stays up later than me and it's a whole thing.
Oh, I don't have to wake up at 4.
Yeah, bragger.
So that's good. It was good. And apparently watch after the credits. Didn't know that. That was a great scoop. We appreciate that. Also remember today's the day. It's not till 8:10, but still. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. We're done with the Goose Chat. The final two names have been revealed. I actually have to go through because we had a lot, many, many more votes over the weekend. We have, 204 comments. So it's down to the final four of the in-studio geese. We will go through the comments and we'll see who won.
I decided I want to change it to Lady Whistledown now. No, I'm kidding.
We're going to do another bracket, kicking that off at 8:10. We're going to discard all the comments.
Can you imagine?
And make it all Bridgerton themed.
Our third one.
Our third Bridgerton bracket. Birds.
Yeah, I would love that.
No, please just let this be done.
Yeah, this is it. This is where we will bring it to an end.
8:10, done.
Done.
Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. This is the Jen and Tim Show. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
So there's a video going viral on TikTok. It has over 4 million views. And it's just a girl. She just showed her experience trying to end her Wi-Fi service. And it reminded me of Tim.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
I always thought Tim was just being dramatic. And then I saw the video, and maybe he wasn't.
Oh, my gosh.
It is one of the worst experiences ever. I can't wait. I didn't see this in particular. But I've lived it.
Oh.
Stevie on the socials is next.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
A few weeks ago, Tim, you shared your experience of finally canceling your internet or cable or whatever that you had for years, that every time you tried to cancel, you got convinced to stay. Well,
I have no comment because it's all accurate.
I thought that you were always a little dramatic or maybe you're just too nice. I'm like, there's no way he couldn't just easily get out of it and talk to him. And then I saw this video on TikTok and it received over 4 million views. And it's just this lady sharing her experience with the same thing. She called to try and cancel her Wi-Fi and it didn't go so well. And I think it went very viral because a lot of people can relate. And the video on the text just says, POV, you call to cancel your Wi-Fi and the lady goes crazy on you. And then she shows, the video is over 3.5 minutes of her just going over this phone call and the way like the lady was trying to get her to stay and then was just started yelling at her. It was very intense. So here's just a brief like snippet of that whole combo.
I would just like to cancel my services with you guys.
That doesn't make any sense. What are you complaining about? I don't understand. We're trying to help you. I'm lowering your rate. I'm cutting it in half.
I just want my services canceled.
Why?
I don't think I need to explain why.
I'm so tired of trying to help people all day long. If somebody tried to call me and offer me to cut my bill in half, send out a service person, I would jump all over that. People just don't appreciate anything anymore. Make it make sense, please.
No, that is not real.
What? And then she went on saying, the girl was like, I just want to cancel my service. Like, what's your name? And then she was like, I'm not giving you my name. I don't need to give you my name. I'm just trying to help you. And she's like, and if you want to cancel it, I have to go get it approved by my supervisor because they're not going to approve it because there's no reason for you need to. It was a very lengthy video of her just going on about how that all day long she has to deal with people like that.
What was the toughest thing to drop? What was the toughest? I don't know. Was it the Wi-Fi? That seriously, this is worse than like the worst breakup that you've ever had, that you had to go through this, because she's not the only one. That is extreme.
Mm-hmm. Did you get yelled at?
I mean, I can go through what I had to go through, but I'd love to hear from somebody else that had to. You just wanted to stop a service, and for some reason, they wouldn't let you go. Very tough to let go. I mean, because it is a thing. I really don't want to mention any names, any businesses on the air. But if I have to, that's on them. I feel like, and it's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, continue on with Stevie on the socials and trying to drop a service that they make it really difficult to drop. I feel like right off of the bat, if you have to call to end service, it's a scam. This is 2026. If you have Netflix, if you have anything else, you can cut, you can add and go. I mean, I know I'm the guy that has the services where it's like Tell Me Lies I'm watching now is on Hulu. I don't normally have Hulu, but I think to myself, all right, for that month, I'm going to bring Hulu on and maybe take this off and whatever. Like I play the games like probably everybody else because the streaming services can add up. But I tell you what, I would love to know when I was trying to cancel this particular service, how much time I spent on the phone, because how many times did I call unsuccessfully and try to make up lies and everything else to get off of the phone? And they just don't understand. And it is like we had this, that I dated you for 4 years and you met my parents and you met my dog and we got and everything else. And it's like the worst breakup. It's just very, very tough to do. I will never understand that. You shouldn't have to call. And by the way, to me, at the end of the service, I've said this even about your insurance, right? Like we all pay insurance and we probably don't know how good or bad the insurance is until when? Until you need it. Something happens. Roof blows off. Something else. Then you really know how good your insurance is. I feel like this is the case now too, that I don't really know how well the businesses are run until I have to end the service.
Right.
Or at least question that. And to put people through that, what she had to go through at the end, that's so poor, I can't even believe it. It should never happen.
No, it shouldn't. And you bring up a great point. If you have to actually physically make a phone call to talk to someone to cancel something in this day and age, like that should not be a thing. You should easily be able to click something online and cancel.
I mean, I did my part. I paid my bills on time. Right. I had you for several years in a timely fashion. And then this is the way you treat your customer at the end of, you know, you found a cheaper rate or whatever it might be. You moved. I don't have any idea. But yeah, what you have to go through, and if anybody else has been through that, like I said, we don't need to mention any names. That was a bit extreme.
That really was.
And then, you mentioned a good question off the air, and maybe you've been the person that's had to take the phone calls or something. I don't know. Is there a commission there? Because she was not letting go.
Well, that's what I kept thinking. I'm like, is this fake or is this woman working on commission and she wants to earn her money so bad? This is how she like bullies people into staying.
Like, yeah. Do they get in trouble if the person cancels?
Yeah.
Like it's got to be something. Keep them there.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
you have to keep 10 a day or something. Yeah.
Right. Pushing.
I hope nobody has to go
through
that.
It's got to be the worst job.
So awkward. Yeah.
Exactly. And that is as well. So great to see you on the socials once again.
Willowick is at 16 degrees today, Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. Major digging work begins today on the new Cleveland Browns $2.4 million indoor stadium. This portion of the work will involve digging a giant hole for the building. It will sit 80 feet below the surface and be 221 feet above the ground. A ceremonial groundbreaking planned at the end of April. Great Lakes Brewing Company has teamed up with Saris Candies for a limited time chocolate ale. It will hit stores and taps this month just in time for Easter. And Tim, I know you love stories like this. That's why we do them. Cleveland Hopkins International Airport getting ready for a busy spring break, expecting 1.8 million travelers for the season. How fun. Things
that's
to remember.
Coming up. I don't know when your spring break is, but I believe men are, well, it's like that St. Patrick's Day week. So in a couple of weeks, that is.
Oh, that's not ours. Ours is the first week of April, like the week of Easter. Starts on Easter and then goes that following week.
Yeah, ours is a little bit earlier.
It's always different for us.
And significantly.
Yes.
Like the last day of school, the beginning of school, the school systems are different.
So you're the week of St. Patrick's Day?
I believe so. I don't have it in front of me, but I believe it's that. It's right around that March
17th. So we're kicking off right around then, going through April, and it will be crazy. Here's what the airport is saying. Bring your real ID. Arrive early. Book parking in advance. That's a big one. Book parking in advance.
You can do that. I'm not trying to be funny. I usually go online and look at the red lot and the blue lot are always gone. So I'll be in the orange or the polka dot or the striped or whatever the other one is. And I actually didn't know you can book ahead, because that is some good scoop. And then also, I don't mind these stats because they know how many people are flying.
Yeah.
Don't tell me who's on the roads. No idea.
Oh, I will tell you who's on the roads.
You know what I'm doing.
If I get my AAA alert, you know we will do that story. Actually, I assume you can book it at the airport. I know there are like the park and fly and stuff like that we've done before that you can book ahead of time.
Off campus though, right?
Right. But they would shuttle you right to your gate. They don't do that anymore. They now have a shuttle area and it's way down. So I don't know. They like after they renovated. You know what I mean? They used to take it. Like if you're flying United, they would drop you right at United. Now they all go to like a main corral area. And
can we just park where Spirit used to be?
Yeah. By the way, TSA checkpoints opening. That's too soon.
No?
You can't say that.
It was. You're right. They're still
TSA checkpoints will open earlier than usual, starting at 3 a.m. to handle the morning rush.
Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Good morning to you. It's the Jen and Tim Show, about a half hour away from our first round of the week of Trump Tui. That'll be happening at 7:35. Pictures gone viral that we've posted on Star 1 at Jen and Tim Show. We'll share it over to Star this morning. I didn't do that this weekend. But Jen and Tim Show specifically on Facebook. I put it on our Insta story as well.
I was delighted to see you post this because I hadn't, well, not delighted. I mean, it's sad that it happened. But I have not seen the removed fountain at Tower City Center.
Isn't that crazy? So we'll get into it in a second. But what I love and what makes Cleveland different, I believe than, you know, the LAs and New Yorks and Chicago's and maybe Atlanta or whatever, like a lot of the big markets, is, you know, what normally happens in those cities. I mean, even in Vegas, if you want to throw it out there. What happens in those cities, if something is old, they knock it down, a replacement, and that community is excited. I mean, it's LA, it's New York. What's new? What's next? When we lose something, you know, when the Galleria shuts down or whatever, you know, when you look, and even look, perfect example. I mean, moving Cleveland Stadium, Brown Stadium, Huntington Bank Field, moving it off of the lake where it's always been in some capacity since 1930 or whatever, whenever it originally opened, the original stadium, municipal stadium. What do? We're up in arms.
Yes. We're nostalgic here as Clevelanders. We love nostalgia, and we are people. I mean, the reaction was quite mixed to this photo.
It was, and when I first posted it, I didn't think anybody was going to care.
Oh, they care.
8:30 at night, I'm going to take a picture, I'm going to post it and see what happened. And what happened, you won't believe, but we'll get into that. The fountain has been removed. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. 1.6K reactions, 360 comments, 200 shares.
We have to talk, and if you remember the fountain at Tower City, it had the dancing waters, and it was always so cool to see. I grew up in a small town in Pennsylvania, and when I moved to Ohio to go to John Carroll, I will never forget part of the welcoming crew was like, well, you have to go to Tower City in Cleveland. That's one of the coolest things you have to do. And I remember going there with my parents, and we just thought it was the most amazing sight. The dancing water fountain, you had to see the dancing water fountain. How did it so perfectly go from one of those little water holes to the other? It was so cool.
Exactly. Water hole to water hole.
Water hole to water hole. And it was so awesome. And I mean, it's the end of an era. That's so, I mean, and you look at this photo in Tower City, what a beautiful facility it is, Tower City Center. And you hope that it does get the revival it deserves.
Why did they take that out? We had that story. And once again, I don't believe it had been up and running since 2022. If I remember, even a Cleveland.com or Cleveland scene, one of the articles I was reading, because somebody had mentioned, well, this isn't new news. Yeah, it is new news. Taking it out, it hasn't been running for a little while, but actually removing the fountain is, I don't know, 4 to 6 weeks old. It's brand new.
Well, yeah, because it used to have that, you know, look at it. It's all flat now. It had that little ledge. You could sit around the edge. You could throw your pennies in or whatever. I know you are looking for a refund for all the money.
I put a lot of change in there. Yeah. Do we get a fountain refund? Is there a GoFundMe for anybody that threw some coins in there?
I know. Can we all sign up? But yeah, they're making it into an event space. They want to utilize the facility and make it into an event space. That's why they took it out. But the taking out of the fountain is brand new.
We'll get to some of the comments, because as I mentioned, there are hundreds of them. And I was not like that, where I was born and raised in Akron. So like the Rolling Acres Mall, the Chapel Hill Mall, when I was little, like those type of things is where we went. Now, if we went to Cleveland, you know, you go up 77 and you headed to the East Bank of the Flats here and there, but it's a 40-mile journey. So we didn't do that often. Same thing with Tower City, where, you go through. It was amazing, but I don't remember it a lot in its heyday. And it had all the stores, right?
Oh, it had all the stores. Because that was the other thing from John Carroll. We would walk down, take the Rapid downtown, and there was, of course, the Rapid station right there in Tower City. We go shopping. I mean, they had every, they had the, you know, Banana Republic, Gap. I mean, those.
Yeah, what stores were in there?
Express.
Let's rebuild Tower City.
Yes.
Like, let me know. And I think about that too, even when we talk about bringing, you know, when we talked about Burke Lakefront Airport and what to do there, and maybe retail was one of the options. It's like, is it? Just seeing what Tower City, and I know we shop differently now. It's a different thing.
Right.
Galleria, we shop differently. I understand that, but I don't know. It just blew me away when I took the picture. I thought to myself, oh, let's try to show everybody. And we clearly did. Comments or maybe had a favorite store, Tower City, back in the day. Let's go down memory lane a little bit. We don't mind. No more fountain at Tower City. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. No more water hole to water hole, as you put it.
I mean, how else would you explain that?
And it is. I mean, it's, they want to have more events there. They realize it is what it is, like, the, you know, and
they do. But can we really appreciate, though, that water hole to water hole? Like, remember how the straight stream of that water? Like, it was so cool.
It wasn't like
cool.
A compressed air. There was a way that they did that.
I don't know
how. Now that
we're
going to get to the physics and engineering of the fountain. But, yeah, just walking through there.
Yes, I was headed
to the Jack Casino. I was like, oh, I haven't been to the Jack Casino for a while. There's a parking spot on the other side of Tower City. I thought to myself, okay, great. I'm going to walk through Tower City. I haven't walked through Tower City in quite a while. Are there any stores there? What's going on? And I look, and I totally forgot about the fountain. I thought, oh, what? It's bizarre. It's so weird to see. Let me take a picture, post it on Jen and Tim's show.
Listen to what Dustin said. He said he used to sit at that fountain and wait for it to dance. He would time it out and throw pennies right where the water would shoot out, and the pennies would go flying in the air.
Oh, that is cool.
That is a good time.
That's a water hole expert. Can't just do that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That is a water hole expert. Why? How did they make that water go so straight like that? It was so perfect. It always landed perfectly in the right spot. I loved it. Munchie Bay says, I used to take a bus every weekend down in the 90s. We loved to go down to shop, to go see a movie, and hang out with our friends. It was middle ground for us west side to meet with our east side friends.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. Kiki said, when my son was little in the 90s, we used to love going to Tower City. We'd eat lunch at the food court, see the fountain, go to the movies. That was kind of the trifecta. You could watch the fountain. You could get something to eat. You could go to the movies. Like, boom, done. And now you can't.
It's all gone. I'm sad now.
I didn't mean to do this on a Monday. I just did. You know what?
I mean, I haven't been there in years, but I'm sad.
You know what? Something just hit me.
What?
I didn't think about it at the time because I was in a relatively, I was kind of in a hurry as I went through Tower City. I should have done something.
Oh, no.
Yes, I should have.
No.
I should have done this.
No.
It was only, would have been only one move. That's next. I could have taken a nice dumpster dive at Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Maybe there's some fountain remnants.
I don't think that would be safe. That's an old fountain. I don't know what you'd find in the dumpster there. I mean, you can't do fountain remnants. What are you going to do with that?
Oh,
also,
that should have been the bit we did. What is in the Tower City dumpster?
I mean,
just
are you
general.
Talking?
Just,
yeah, I was going to say it'd have to be
is,
in
is
general.
Is it your old Bath and Body Works products? That you
could? Yeah. I used to work at that Bath and Body Works at Tower City.
Oh, is that the one you worked at?
Well, it was one of them. I worked at a lot of them in the area.
Look
but
at
I worked
you.
At that one just for a short amount of time, and I'll never forget. The ceilings were really low, and when you they had were. To take stuff out to the dumpster, it was like down in the garage.
Oh, no.
Do you remember that garage?
I
don't know if that garage is still there. Like the low ceilings, it's terrifying.
I remember that Bath and Body. I actually remember exactly where that's at, and I thought to myself, those are low ceilings.
It is.
I never really
so
thought
crazy,
about
but
that.
Like you feel very time. Like claustrophobic in there, and then the garage was even worse. Like you had to go down some creepy elevator, and you needed a key, and it was.
Were you a manager?
A whole thing. An assistant manager.
An assistant manager.
An assistant manager.
You get some perks with that. What happens? Does lotion expire? Do you get to keep that? How does this work?
You do get to keep it if you buy it.
Oh,
yeah. But that's what happens. But yeah,
keep
you got
it if
a
you
nice
buy it.
Discount as an assistant manager
did
back
they?
In the day.
Still do.
There and Express and Structure. Shout out.
Oh,
remember
my
Structure?
Goodness. Yeah, we could never afford that.
Yeah,
that's from Firestone Park in Akron. We went thrifting.
You had to be an assistant manager to
look
get your 40%
you.
Off.
Structure. How wait, about, you got it off at Structure? Or they were just.
Structure, Express, and Bath and Body Works.
They were owned by the
back then, they were all owned by the same.
Oh, 40% off.
Yeah.
Good time.
That was a good time.
You wanted to mention something else we're not even mentioning about Tower City. Go right ahead, brother.
One thing about Tower City, not really so much a store. I immediately miss the Hard Rock Cafe.
Oh, man. I know seeing the Tower City sign and no guitar, that is sad.
Oh, I know.
Oh, that Hard Rock was awesome. We have talked about these two in studio geese for about 3 years.
Feels like it.
We have, and thank you for being involved. We appreciate that. In case you missed it, we have a floor goose and a desk goose.
A porch goose.
Exactly.
A porch goose and a desk goose. Are we going to call him a floor goose? Are we going to leave him on the
floor? No, I don't know why I keep saying that. You're saying porch is, it's a much easier way to describe that. But we have two of them, and you've done a great job voting. We appreciate that. We've had bird brackets. I mean, this has been going on for a few days.
Yes, and we had a ton of name recommendations and a lot of the names paired up. A lot of them didn't make it through the bracket that way. I mean, Stevie had made a suggestion to actually name them porch and desk.
She was on to something there. They didn't make it through.
They didn't make it through. Sir Honks-a-Lot, Feather Locklear, Kate Winslet, Leonardo DiCaprio, Brad Peterson.
We tried to group some together and vote. That didn't work.
No, it did not.
That was a major fail,
right,
which led to a bracket, which leads to everything. It leads to today. It finally leads to today. What are the final two names? So what are the official names of these two in-studio geese? The final flock. So heading into the weekend, obviously it's Monday now, but heading into the weekend, it's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. We were down to the final four, so we knew that the geese were going to be named today. Obviously, one name for the smaller goose, one name for the larger goose.
So the larger goose, the two finalists were Cheese and Winnie. Winnie, because it was my 2000th win, and someone had suggested we use that as the name. Great name. And then Cheese, because it went with Quackers. For the smaller goose, the recommendations were Minnie and Quackers. So Cheese and Quackers, Winnie and Minnie.
Those are your final four. It took a little bit of a turn. I wasn't expecting these to be the final two names, but they were. It's all about you. Station's all about you. Morning show's all about you. The desk goose, which could have been either Minnie or Quackers. The official name of the Jen and Tim Show in studio desk goose. By tallying all the votes?
By hand.
Definitely by hand. Is Quackers.
Yay! Look, Quackers has a little Quackers crown I made for. Oh, the tape sticking in my finger. There we go. That didn't quite go
this,
as high
when
planned.
You see this video later, it's not going to go as smoothly as maybe it sounds.
I don't think it sounds as smooth. Is that straight? Is her little crown on straight?
She can't see anything.
Oh, no.
She is blinded
Sorry,
by the crown. Oh, that sounds
there.
Like a Taylor Swift lyric. That's
is
really
that
good.
Is that better?
It's slightly better. So Quackers, for the now you see it. Desk goose.
I tried.
The porch goose needs a name. You voted. You chose what? That's next. Once again, thank you for helping us name our flock. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. So it's down to the final four we revealed just a couple of minutes ago. The smaller goose, the desk goose's name is Quackers. Minnie did not win.
I'm surprised.
Probably the spelling. It's confusing a lot of people.
Don't do that. Stevie and I had our first fight in life over that. We're still getting over it.
We now move over to the larger goose, which is the porch goose. Thank you for voting on a bird bracket. It was Cheese versus Winnie. Of those two, of the hundreds and hundreds of votes, Cheese was the winner.
Cheese is the winner. I would crown Cheese like I did Quackers, but Cheese is too heavy to hold.
Cheese is much too heavy. That's got to be a 40-pound cheese.
We'll do photos.
Slice of cheese.
These are my last-minute crowns.
So now our final flock will be the larger. The porch goose is Cheese. The smaller one, Quackers.
Cheese and Quackers.
I thought Winnie and Minnie were going to win Cheese
for
and
sure.
Quackers. It wasn't even really close. So.
No.
Thank you for voting. We'll have you name something else next week. No, I think
please,
I might
please
be.
Please don't. We're bad at that.
Bird bracket is done.
We're done.
Thank you for your votes. We appreciate that. Those are the final two names on Star 102.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.